Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode. When last we left our intrepid scoundrels, they had made their way through an asteroid field, landed on a super secret science base, and decided to sort of take a sort of secondary job to this side job, which was returning a bunch of prototypes and schematics for some energy grenades to a rebellion sort of dead drop back on Surya Station, and in the process, which we didn't mention, pick up Rail because you left him behind. He's been so quiet. I wonder where he's been. Oh no, he left him back at the space station. But as you left the asteroid field, you find out that your hyperdrive has been sabotaged, and a Star Destroyer comes hoving into view from behind a planet. And
I hate when that happens.
Through the sort of makeshift sort of comms that you currently have, comes a sort of broad spectrum sort of message, and it says, "Attention, rebellion smugglers! You'll find that your hyperdrive has been disabled. Please prepare for boarding."
Well, at least they're polite about it.
Sure,
but I say maybe let's not prepare for boarding and let's try to get out of here.
All right.
That's what I say as well.
How much time do we need?
A dramatic amount of time.
Exactly, a dramatic amount of time.
Are we still close enough to those to that asteroid field that we could just peel off, duck into, like, weave in and among the asteroids to avoid the
we're cloaked and weave in.
That's true. You are cloaked. It doesn't. Though it does seem like that sabotage device might be sort of like giving them a sort of general location of where you are. Not necessarily. They can't like pinpoint you.
Bash that thing.
But yeah.
Can we not trust in our smuggling compartment? Isn't that what this is for?
Not when we're cloaked and they know where we came from.
Yeah.
They know we're here. I don't know that they know where we came from. They said they weren't.
Well, they called us rebel smugglers.
Hmm. Well, they call everybody rebel smugglers.
That's probably safe of them, because if even just one person is like, "Oh, God, you got me," then
I surrender, I guess. I mean, whatever plan floats your boats here. So what do you want to do? Is the Star Driver is getting closer. You know, it's not like if it was behind a planet, it's not like, you know, within 100 meters of you or whatever. It's going to have to get a little closer. Most likely you can kind of see probably like a couple TIE fighters being sort of, you know, launched from their bays that can get to you a little faster.
But so the TIE fighters won't be able to see us. They can't beat us to that cloak.
Probably not, no.
Oh, I say we make a run for it until we get that right fixed and get the heck out of here.
I'm just going to hit the throttle and head for the asteroid field.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're working on the hyperdrive.
Okay. Risky standard on that. Helm action, John.
All right. I will push myself for an extra die.
Okay. Two stress. Don't forget.
But if we help, it's only one stress for an extra die.
That's true.
That's the mechanic, right?
Is sort of foster that teamwork, right?
Okay.
He did it, and he got a gambit.
He got a gambit for us.
Stacking up. We better start using those.
That's four. Yeah. So you dip back in, and there are, you know, sort of like shortly as you're sort of moving around, giving Duncan enough time to sort of begin the repairs on the hyperdrive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do spot on your scanners that, you know, a few of these TIE fighters are coming into the into the asteroid field as well. It's clear they can't quite find you. And it seems like a few moments later, what happens is that like some of the asteroids just begin kind of exploding shrapnel, whatever. And you look, and there are actually now two TIE bombers that are essentially just dropping bombs into the asteroid field, like depth charges, just trying to suss you out.
Wow. Ooh.
It's trapped.
Explosions everywhere. And with the TIE fighters being sort of on the outskirts of that, obviously, maybe sort of weaving in and out of the asteroids, forming an almost trying to like block, you know, a blockade, a cage you in some fashion. Tell you what we're going to do this. We're going to call this also another clock for repairing the hyperdrive.
Okay.
We can have Duncan make one roll on that to begin with.
Absolutely. I think I would like to use a gambit.
Probably yes. A good call at this point.
Yeah, I think this is...
Is this a rig or a hack? What's he doing to do it?
Sounds like it could be. Could use a rig to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is risky standard, desperate?
Risky standard, yeah.
Risky standard,
not quite
okay.
Desperate yet.
Okay, here we go.
Six!
And that's a six.
There
that's
we are. That's six kicking on the clock.
Yep. Now, do you get your bonus for just downtime activities or for all clock ticks?
Let me check here real quick. When you work on a clock with rig or hack or study, fill plus one segment... doesn't say anything about
it. Doesn't
say
about downtime. So
yeah,
I should make these clocks bigger, make it more difficult. But you're just so good at it, you know. You're gonna get it there and repair. But I want to. Before we have you roll again, I want to kind of go back to sort of the wider scene here. As you know,
okay.
Again, sort of these shockwaves of these bombs, these TIE bombs are mm-hmm. are going off kind of all around. Yeah, you know, none of them are 100% close, but there's a chance there might be. Does anybody want to do anything about that?
I want to try to, if it won't, I don't know if it'll unmask at us or not. I guess it will. Never mind.
Start shooting them out of the sky.
Yeah, if you shot a bomb before it actually impacted, but then they would see your laser fire.
Yeah.
Yes, I think, I don't fully remember what all the rules are, but I think we're going to treat this like Star Trek rules, is that you can't fire when you're cloaked.
Yeah, so I don't think we should fire.
Maybe one of the things I wanted to if they're doing all the bombing, there mm-hmm. might be some gaps in what they're doing that let us
sure, yeah.
through with appropriate
yeah, so I was thinking
studying.
Study for a pattern of.
That's a good idea.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who wants to make that roll? We'll call this as a sort of a setup for someone else to roll, like Helm to get out of there or something else. So this will be basically whoever does the next roll based off this will get a little bit of an extra effect.
Why? It sounds like our smarty Stitch thing to do.
I'll take a look at the what's going on too, and give an assist.
Okay. All right. So one extra die for that study. Scott.
We got standard. Gambits. Got gambits if you need.
Risky standard. Well, that gives me three.
All right. Well,
I'm gonna risk a five.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so what happens is you think there's some like a not exactly a pattern, but they do runs basically, and there's some timing that you can kind of get out of it that is incredibly tight. If you want to attempt to do this, get basically sort of sneak out of the asteroid belt and you're cloaked, they won't be able to see you. That action will be a desperate action. But it will have great effect because you sort of know the timing, whoever makes that roll.
Okay.
That's good.
John, you want to do that as a Helm roll then? Or do you want to just... also could not take that. You could just say, I don't want to take it. You know, it's too desperate. If we mess this up, it's going to go bad. And just sort of ignore that opportunity and just or stay where you are. But if you don't think you have a choice, it's up to you. So
yeah,
give me a desperate great effect, Helm check, and yeah, feel free to do whatever you need to get more dice.
I think we need to use
a gambit here.
At least that.
Yeah, that seems like a good idea.
Is there a way to again, since I've been studying the pattern, to assist him with that?
Yeah, sure. You can.
All right.
You can give me, if you want to spend that stress.
Yeah, no, this is important
stuff.
That's
what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got a total of 4 dice. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, I'm gonna roll.
Do you want another one? Yeah, I can give you a devil's bargain.
No. I'm going to roll.
Okay.
4's pretty good.
No one ever takes me in my devil's bargain.
5. Mm-hmm.
Double fours.
It's a lot of partials.
Okay. Yeah. Basically, you're going to get out of there. Don't forget to mark the XP for the desperate action, by the way. You're going to fly and get out of there. But as you're just sort of leaving the field, there is a shockwave a little bit from the one last bomb that you were sort of just timing it to get right past, right? And it ripples through, and it basically kind of like briefly shorts out your... I'll say that's actually sort of giving you the exact... it doesn't short out your thing, but we're gonna it's gonna damage the ship a little bit. It's gonna be 2 more damage to the ship.
Could take out the weapons.
We'll go 1 to the hull and 1 to the engines.
Okay.
We're getting
pretty rickety here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 2 to the engines.
We were already rickety before we tried this stunt.
How much do we actually have?
So once it goes, you put one to
the comm and that took it out.
Yeah, because you didn't have any quality in the comm. So basically, you say these are sort of hit points. So like,
right.
Well, I think if you take any more damage, it's going to have to like trickle down into the specific systems, the jump drive, the cloaking device, for instance.
Right.
And those will be sort well, of just, knocked, concerned when those the, take damage, they're knocked out.
Concerned with the engines because we had already taken 1 to the engine.
Yes.
And you're going engine again.
What? We'd already taken 1 to the hull, too.
Yeah, we took 1 to the hull.
Yeah, we're doubling up on those. We haven't taken any on the weapons.
We only have 1 to take on the weapons, so it would take it out.
For the weapons one, it's the one... anything after what you have in ticks is going to basically be sort of taking out systems. Right. So
it's if got you one took a second, get.
2 in weapons...
Okay, yeah, so we should take got a one, little, to, 1 to weapons and then... I'll take 1 to the hull because right, that's going to damage a subsystem.
Yeah. Okay, great. It's just rocked. Is maybe there's a brief, you know, there's at least 1 TIE fighter that was kind of looking out and got a brief glimpse of where you were, maybe like in a quick outline, and is sort of like beginning to fire in your general direction. It's sort of a wide range of laser blasts, not, you know, chances of hitting you are slim, but they're not none. Mm-hmm. Duncan, do you want to give me another rig roll, see if you can finally get this hyperdrive up and running and spooled up?
I'm going to help him again.
You're going to help me?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to add 1D for that.
Say yes to the stress.
Yes to the stress. Are we still risky standard or is this desperate?
Still risky standard for this.
Okay,
one.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
2's and a 1. That's a failure.
It is a failure. Normally with these clocks.
Obviously, I don't advance the clock at all, right?
Yeah, you don't. I think what's going to happen here for this would be fun. You're down there and you basically miswire something and you give yourself a level 2 shock harm.
Oh dear.
You're just electrocuted basically. Flung across the drive bay.
Could have been radiation. It's better. Electricity.
Yeah, I think I prefer electricity. Okay, ouch.
Oh boy, okay. Let's go zoom back out. What's happening? So again, you're sort of like a general laser fire in your general direction. Mm-hmm. What do you want? Do you want to continue to sort of take evasive maneuvers?
John, you're muted.
Oh, there we go. Absolutely. We should keep moving away from them. We don't have much of a ship left to take any damage.
Yep.
And you're running a little low on mechanic.
All right, so
you might need to be stitched up.
In fact, speaking of the damage, did I have to pick a subsystem to damage?
No, not yet. When you take more damage than what you've just did, the two that you just took, then we'll have to start talking about subsystems.
All right, I see.
So let me see if I can, the good doctor will see if he can give you some pointers on moving around. I had the pattern down a little bit on them.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'll take a stress.
So you're going to take a stress on that?
Great. Add one to it.
Oh, right. Is it, and this is a risky standard?
Risky standard, yeah.
All right.
We might need to get...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, triple ones.
It's, that's terrible.
Boy.
That one was almost a four.
And the dice give it, take it the way.
Okay.
That was what?
So... You're gonna some lucky laser blasts get through. Again, I so something we sort of often forget about is you can always resist the complications that occur from failure. So I'm gonna say there are two stress coming to the ship. You can resist that. Depending on how much what you roll, you might take a bunch of stress by resisting it. Who's going to do the resisting? Anyone can do this since it's the spaceship's hit points, essentially.
Can I try to resist? I'll try to reach over and do something about this, but expend my special armor?
Oh. Yes. That sort of resists it. You just resist harm with that? What is it again?
You may expend your special armor to resist the consequences of blaster fire or to push yourself when talking your way out of or running from trouble. So I guess that's not, mine doesn't really apply. Somebody else must have some that applies.
Trouble. Possibly. Not everyone has special armor.
Oh. Mm.
Double zone luck.
Yeah. It's the, you know what, I'm going to say you can do it because it is sort of resisting the consequences of, I mean, it's spaceship blaster fire, but it's still.
We're running away.
Right? And you're running away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to throw myself at whatever system is failing.
And, so you're maybe in the cockpit too, and you're able to sort of like grab the yoke or the co-pilot.
Watch out. Don't do that.
Pull back real fast.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just barely, you know, those blasts just miss, and you guys sort of all sort of whoa, get thrown to one side as the ship careens a little bit, not completely out of control, but just a little bit out of control.
So you're saying my advice was not good?
Apparently not.
Either that or the execution wasn't.
They say 9 out of 10 doctors. This is the 10th doctor. I'm just saying.
He doesn't listen. He bridles to that. Don't tell me what to do. Ah!
He went against medical advice.
Someone did.
You need some medical advice.
I do.
Yes. So the question is, Mark, do you want to roll the rig again to try to fix the hyperdrive? Scott, do you want to try to like patch him up?
I would like to
before
patch.
He does that.
Yes, yep. Patch him first, man.
Yes, because I would take a negative to the roll.
We hear some whimpering down there.
Oh. After a loud explosion, he rushed down to the drive bay.
What the heck's going on here? Wait, what am I doing here? There. So patch.
Me up.
That's where I do the doctor thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So I'm running 3. I don't think we have much left, do we?
2 gambits are left.
2 gambits. Yeah. This is risky standard?
Risky standard, yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see what we can do for you.
Six. Oh, there's a 6. Yes.
And that's a gambit. Help.
And a gambit.
So, nice. Mark, you can ignore this stress for the remainder of the job, but it still is a level 2 stress just for healing purposes later on.
Okay.
Damage. Harm, right? Not stress.
Harm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, did I say stress?
Yeah.
You did.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay, great. So I'm not taking a minus on this.
That's right.
And I think I would like to use one of the gambits.
I was going to say, while I'm there and helping you.
Yeah.
I was going to give you some advice on how to fix that thing, too.
Okay.
I don't know what happened last time.
No, I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
Don't
or
do what you
well, that's what I mean.
You can't fix everything.
It's how he does it with the injuries that he sustained. I can judge what he did wrong.
Okay.
Right there, you can, and you're on call right there in case something happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Duncan again,
far enough so that it doesn't arc. But
right. Okay, so I'm gaining 2D to this roll.
You're using one of those, right. and
a gambit,
and then my
and
help.
A gambit.
Yep.
So here we go. There's a six.
There we go. A couple sixes. One for each.
A couple sixes. So that's a critical success. So
yes,
you
is.
Pick yourself up off the floor, basically, after Bri sort of patches you up a little bit to give you maybe smooth your hair down. It's been sort of poking out electricity wise. And you run over and then just kind of like, apply, I guess, like.
Apply some percussive maintenance.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That's right. You take
whack
a,
it with
a big wrench.
That is a personal attack from the system.
Electrocute me, I'll smack you right back.
Exactly.
Hitting it with the a big spanner, and it like, not so then you just don't repair. You not only repair it, but it immediately spools up and is ready for a hyper jump.
Good.
Kick it.
Let's do it.
We'll say also, for narrative purposes, because cloaking device is very powerful, is that you have to drop the cloaking device before you can go on hyperdrive, but you can do it in like the same instant in this case.
Okay. We can suddenly appear and then
appear and then stretch out and go blasting through the hyperspace lanes. I guess sort of basically going back kind of the way you came, taking the kind of normal major route and then taking a little side route to get to Surya Station. Mm-hmm. The ship is rattling, barely holding together as you head through hyperspace. But you land, you kind of call up the flight control of the station, get a docking bay, and dock, and kind of like they're immediately like, ooh, this thing is really messed up, and spraying foam on it and whatnot, putting out fires, as you all sort of can disembark.
Whew.
Wowzer.
To get somebody out.
Yeah, that was close.
Up.
Yeah.
A simple side job.
It seems so simple.
Yeah.
Are you grabbing the crate of grenades?
Yeah, we got to put. We have a dead drop for him, right?
Yes,
yeah, deliver him.
There's
that's
like
where
a.
Want to take him, I think.
There's like a semi-abandoned sort of like a set of living suites where you're told the dead drop is. As you're heading through the station, you know there's not going to be. This isn't over yet. Knox and his two Gamorrean friends. Come kind of like strolling up to you, maybe sort of heading directly for Zeke to begin with, and says, well, Zeke, well.
Well, Knox, well.
You made it back here in one piece. Well done.
Did the job. Cleared the books.
Terrific. Yes. Consider your debt to the syndicate paid once you hand over that crate to me.
Excuse me? A baking powder?
The crate you've got there.
No, it's a separate job. Separate job.
I don't think it is.
That is not your crate. This is not the crate you are looking for.
I don't think this is something that you want to get involved in.
I know what they're making over at THX-113.
I didn't even know where we were. Well, I don't think that's the place we were.
I know where I sent you now, there, Zeke.
Well, then you got to take it up with them because we got our own job to do. This isn't just a Zeke situation. This is an all of us situation.
Mm-hmm. If this is, fair enough, but if this is such a harmless item. You want to have mine, one of
I
my
friends. I didn't say it was a harmless item.
It.
This is a deal that we made with somebody else.
It ain't harmless, but it ain't yours.
This Gamorrean just sort of steps up to you, Jenksis. I'm going to assume that you have the crate. I don't know why I'm assuming you have the crate, Ron, but
sure.
You're kind of the muscle. You're carrying the things around, I guess. I don't know. He steps up to you, snorts out of his pig nose, and kind of like goes to reach for the crate.
No, I'll stare him back down. You know, I'm not quite as tall as a Gamorrean. They're huge, but I'm super broad. I'm like, back off, pig face. And I glare at him.
You want to give me a command, perhaps?
I would love to make a command.
Yeah, command me. Risky standard.
Fair enough. I'm going to stress myself a little bit for an extra die.
Five is good.
He stops. He doesn't continue reaching for it. The other Gamorrean pulls out his vibro axe and turns it on. Now, Grant, I want to point out that you are also in the middle of the causeway, right? Yeah. But it's not like a super law abiding space station exactly. You know, it's got, and the people are now kind of like beginning to.
Like, look for cover.
Look for cover. Hide, you know, walk in the doors, enter shops, and go, just sort of, like, mind their own business at this point.
They're stepping into the saloons and off of the main street.
You can see shutters closing all of a sudden.
Yeah. Whoa. This seems like a attempted theft at this point. You're well beyond what you had.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Then we take offense to that.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
Well, and I think.
Oh, no, not that.
When word gets out that not only does the Citadel go back on its word, but you do it in such a brash way here in this public space.
Zeke, I don't think we had any. We didn't have any agreement about that particular crate.
We had agreement that we were done.
Oh, yeah, we're done. Once you give me that crate.
No, I don't. In fact, I think if you know what was good for you, you wouldn't want it either, because there is a whole pack of Imperials that are looking out for this thing right now. And if this happens to leave us at this moment, I will guarantee you that pack of Imperials will be on your butt so fast. You won't know what hit you.
There you go.
You can take a look at the damage to our ship if you want proof that the Imperial.
How do you want that sway?
Sway me or command me?
I'm going to sway you. That's logic.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to push myself, and I'm going to use a gambit. Do we have one more?
All right, we got two. You got two gambits.
Okay,
I will help.
Oh, I'm going to stress. So that's maxing.
That's going to be five. I think
that's five.
All right.
Wow.
Risky standard.
Mm-hmm. There's a six.
There's a six.
There we are.
Okay, there's a six.
And some ones and a two.
Just add Nox some flavor.
It adds some flavor. Nox, it's hard for a Rodian to kind of look around shiftily, but he does kind of like shake his head a little bit. And he looks over the Gamorrean and shakes his head, and the Gamorrean powers down his vibro
max,
kind of puts it away. All right. Well, looks like you still got some spine, Zeke. It's good to see it. Good to see it. Tell you what. Yeah, you complete whatever it is job you're doing. You're even with the Citadel. And if perhaps there's any reason you might want to do any more work for us, you know where to find me.
Yeah, don't call me. I'll call you.
That's what I'm hoping. We could do some big business here. I mean, look, maybe we take that crate to the Citadel together. There's a lot of money in what I think you've got there.
We got a deal, and I already got enough trouble for backing out of deal before. Through with it.
Would you make a deal with the Rebellion?
I just made a deal.
All right.
Deal's a deal. Okay. You know the repercussions of not holding up a deal.
Yeah, but with the rebellion, what are they going to do? Well, but, you know, it's your life. You want to walk away from money? I'm not going to stop you.
Sure, looked like you were trying to.
Well, I was trying to get the money for myself. I was trying to cheat you out of some money. I was trying to steal something from you. You understand how crime works, right? Anyway.
Yes.
I think we'll be on our way, gentlemen.
You understand how crime works.
You have a nice life, Zeke.
I'd like to say the same to you. But I won't.
He lights up a death stick and walks away. Great. So
good call, Zeke. Glad you pulled that off.
Oh, that was a team effort. Thanks.
You head over to the dead drop, making sure that you're not being followed. Doesn't look like you're being followed. Basically place the thing, right? And like, you know, I think at some point, maybe even as you're leaving, you can spot someone who is not. There's a kind of a bearing that maybe a rebellion kind of officer might have moving to go towards the dead drop. We'll call that the end of that particular job.
Okay.
And with all of that, you're going to get paid. Of course, as always.
Yay. Oh, good.
Awesome. Twice.
That was a lot of work.
Let's get paid. It was a lot of work. So I think this particular paper is for offered a lot of money. You're going to get paid 8 cred with 1 going to the ship's upkeep if you want to spend it that way. But otherwise, 8 to sort of parse out amongst you.
All right. I think 1 should go to the ship.
For sure.
All right.
Okay.
Put 1 on the ship.
Ship has earned it.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, ship.
1 each.
1 each. Sounds good.
Awesome.
And then that leaves
2.
2.
Well, 2 right. If you don't pay for the upkeep.
What? We have 8.
2 for upkeep?
Well,
there's 1 for upkeep. Wait, did I miscount that? I might have miscounted it.
You said 1. Yeah. So 2 for upkeep.
Yeah. No, it's 1 for upkeep, but I think 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 of you, 1 of the ship is 6, so you have got 1 left after that.
I thought you said, you said we got 8, right?
8. You got 8, 1 for upkeep is 7, down to
7.
Oh,
the up, right.
Yeah, 5 of us, 7 minus 5 is 2.
And 1 for the ship.
No, but we had 8.
I'm sorry. I thought you were all saying put 1 into the ship's general cred stash.
Oh, no. One for the upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
1 to upkeep the ship, and then you could put cred in the ship to sort of be liquid for everybody.
Uh-oh. Why don't we do that? Why don't we put the extra in the ship?
That's we might need some of it for the repairs, too.
Might need to be fixed.
Yeah. Okay. Not a bad idea, actually.
All right. That'll be 3 in the ship's sort of banks, essentially. All right.
So is the ship over full?
No, the ship can hold 4. Like, everyone can hold 4 liquid cred, basically.
It had 1 before, though.
It did, and then they had 2.
You had 2.
Okay.
Because we use 1 for upkeep.
Got it.
5.
Okay.
And then the 5.
Then we
I
each
think
get
we're on the same page here. Sorry about that. Yeah. And you each get a crit.
Don't we have an accountant?
Yeah. Yes.
But the problem is there was some
I'm a doctor, not an accountant.
Let's also, while we're here, speaking of the ship, let's upgrade the ship. So the ship's going to get, you're all going to also get 3 more XP to spend as you will, but so is the ship. And with that, that's going to basically give you an ability to upgrade the ship in some fashion. So let's talk about how that works. You can buy a special ability for the ship with an upgrade. And that would be something like field repairs, cargo eye, that, you know, very, very for the crew, basically. And we can go over those. Or we can talk about you can get 2 upgrades for the ship, which upgrades include the training modules, for instance,
mm-hmm.
plus workshops and other things.
What do workshops do?
Yeah.
Well, a workshop, let's see what a workshop does. It's a good adds plus one quality to craft rolls. So if you were basically to do a craft roll, you would get an extra pie slice, I think.
I don't know it. Oh, I get it. I see. So like what Mark
crafting
has.
Downtime activities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get an AI for the ship. You can get more shields.
Might need that
again. More training modules. Like we said, you were asking about, a holodeck basically, mining drill, missiles, particle cannons, if you want to go weapons, that kind of stuff. So you can get either one sort of special ability for the ship, which we can sort of discuss with this, or two upgrades, crew upgrades.
Can we get like two, can we get a prowess and resolve upgrades so that regardless of what we want to train, we can get extra?
Yeah, that's the, yeah, 100%.
I like that. I mean, everybody, does that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You can also get one that for your playbook too. That gives you 2 XP with your playbook.
Oh, that'd be nice.
When you train playbook stuff too. So
let's do that one instead.
Oh, I'm actually working with that.
Okay. Which one of prowess and resolve don't you want?
I'm less interested in resolve.
50-50 with those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be more interested in resolve, but I'm not focusing on that right now.
Well. Flip a coin.
I've been putting more points in resolve lately.
Oh, maybe we do want resolve.
But
I guess I'm going
prowess and insight are kind of my primary playgrounds.
Yeah, mine as well. Actually, mine's resolve and insight.
Who votes prowess?
Ron. And nobody else.
Well, I would, but that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a vote.
But resolve is fine with me. Let's do resolve and play
resolve. Let's do resolve.
Great. Done. So when you take your next downtime activities, when you train those particular attributes, you'll get 2 XP instead of 1.
Mm-hmm. So we can't do that now? It has to be next time?
It'll be, well, the next downtime will be happening next, right? So we can even sort of, since we're still at, 40 minutes or so, we can maybe even do our downtimes. I don't know. Let's just save it for next time. Because you're also getting your 3 XP, unless you want to do it.
I don't care. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to also note that you've taken some heat from this particular job, from various sources, right?
Lots of heat.
Tell us a little bit about the thing. That's going to be another 4 heat, but your sort of crew ability is... The original thing you have for your ship is just passing through, which is sort of a -1 to each time you get heat. So you're only getting 3. However, that's going to put you over the top.
Uh-huh.
So you are now...
So we were really level close 1. when I moved it back down?
Yeah, you were very close. You moved it back down, basically. Mm-hmm. You were like 1 away from... And then you moved it
down. Oh, okay. And we just blew through it anyhow.
Well, I mean, it happens. You're going to get it one way or the other. Honestly, and this puts you at 1 at level 1. The Empire maybe sort of recognizes your ship, maybe, or other people. It's sort of weird because the Empire is sort of on the decline, so they're not necessarily the biggest, baddest force out there, but there's still enough ships that maybe, they have remnants out there that are looking out for you. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, or we'll recognize you when you see them. Not necessarily searching for you. You're not fully searching for you, but if they spot you, they're going to be like, I think I recognize that
ship. It's those guys, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that being said, you can always try to reduce that later as part of your downtime stuff.
I think it's the fact that you mounted the that general's bust up in the front.
That didn't help. See it did not help. That's for sure. All right. Let's talk a little bit about let's do the downtime activity now, and then we can just sort of start next time with Tim's downtime activities because he didn't get to do one in between his 2 missions, and then get into the next job right away.
Sounds good.
So let's do those. Who wants to do a downtimes? Do their downtimes first.
Can I get more doctoring as part of my downtime?
No.
I don't know, Scott. Apparently no.
Please, can I get more doctoring?
Yeah, I can.
You can go to the.
I have this healing chest wound that's like all the way healed up.
Wait, didn't I work on you before?
You did.
Yes, but only reduced it down one.
I have. No, I'm just
telling him
for refills.
Didn't I work on you before? Stop getting shot there.
Oh, this is just an old wound now.
It's an old wound, but it checks out.
It's an old wound. Okay.
Let me check you out. All right, so doing the 3D. 3D scanning you.
There's a 6.
You're great. Sweet. You're fine. You're just.
Then I'm fine. And then my second downtime activity is going to be get some XP.
All right. Training in what? Playbook?
Resolve, now that it's 2-for-1.
Yeah, go for it. So it's 2-for-1 for playbooks, too, now.
2-for-1 playbooks, you said?
2-for-1 on the playbook XP now, if you want more fun playbook abilities.
Let me. Yeah,
and you all spent the 3 XP that you got for the job, right?
Just now,
right.
Yeah,
just
I'm
now.
I'm spending that right now, yep. In fact.
All right, good.
Going somewhere.
Yep.
And I'm going to gain some scrap.
All right.
So if I do it.
All righty.
So
that's
Ron,
it for me.
You can decide. Okay, great. Who's next?
I can go.
All right.
I certainly have things I need to do. I need to patch up me, and I need to patch up the ship. Scott, could you help me out with a little bit of more doctrine?
BC looks up from finishing up on one patient. Has another. There's a line forming.
There's a queue.
You don't get downtime.
It's
yeah.
Why do they let these people in here all the time?
Hey, the mission is his downtime.
You're bleeding.
All right, well, let's see if I've tired out or not. Nope.
There's a 6.
Yes, a 6 is enough of a success that I'm going to knock that down to clear it up. You got electrocuted. You're fine now.
Yeah. I mean, I patched it temporarily, and now I've kind of finished the job.
All right. Yeah. That's great. Thanks. Okay.
Then you get your free repair.
Right, let's do that first. That's a rig.
Actually, you don't need to roll this.
No?
When it's a downtime activity, you just basically spend a cred to reduce a ship's damage by 1. But the free one that you get doesn't cost you anything, so you're just doing it. So
okay.
What damage do you want to work on first?
Oof,
so many damage.
There are so many. Well, probably the communications. That one's completely knocked out, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we can sort of get rid of that.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah?
You've got to... You didn't do your other downtime activity, right?
I still have 1 left, yourself. Yes.
You got 1 left.
Right.
If you want to spend spend a cred, you can remove another
Was me healing damage. Him part of his...
Yes, it was one of his downtime activities.
That's one of
he
my
gets a,
then he gets
a free repair.
Exactly.
And then
the
second one could also be repair the ship.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Do we want to take that out of ship funds or spend my own?
Ship funds is fine.
Ship funds is fine. What do you want to talk about? The hull? That's the one that's closest to, or the weapons is also pretty close to.
Hull sounds like if you don't have hull, you don't have a ship.
Holds all the stuff in.
It holds all the stuff in.
Okay, great. Anyone else can, by the way, also repair the ship by spending cred as part of their downtime activities.
Right. Okay. And we could use the ship cred to fund that. Use,
yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yep. But you have to take one of your activities to.
That's right.
Spend it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well. Yes. 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 Yeah.
Check.
So,
although we can spend our cred to give us another activity to spend a ship cred.
Yes. Now, that's the thing. If you want to go beyond this, Mark, at this point, you would basically be spending 2 cred, 1 to sort of have the extra downtime activity and the cred to repair the ship. So that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe you leave it up to someone else. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've done what I can.
Yeah. All right, great. Scott, do you want to go next?
I can, yeah. So I was hoping, I think what I'll do, I really should get rid of some stress. I'm up to 6 now.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
So
indulge that vice.
Let's indulge the vice again. I'm finally back now. I was studying his methods and things, and now I'm actually studying him because we found him again. I didn't realize he was not with us. So
he was with you the previous time. You were on the same station before when you were doing that.
Maybe. I'm not sure. You can't tell with him.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
So let me get something better than a 1 this time, please.
How about a 6?
There you go.
There you go.
That's a big number,
right? 6, so that clears it all, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's very relaxing here.
Yes. Maybe you're doing some meditation, kind of attune yourself with the force, and it's all very calming.
I fall asleep while I'm working on one of these guys. Okay, and then as another one, I do want to do a playbook.
Okay.
I think.
You get 2 playbook XP. Yep.
Do I want to go ship? Because otherwise I'm spending 2. But we really need the ship. Okay, I'm going to spend 1 of the ship's credits to fix something on the ship.
All right.
Right.
Weapons, perhaps.
What are we actually? We've got engine problem. We've got.
Yeah, we got damage to the engines, damage to the hull, and damage to the weapons.
Okay.
The weapons can take the least amount of net damage next time.
That's true.
Okay, that's the stuff that's most vulnerable. Okay, so I'll somehow, pay somebody to go fix the weapon.
Exactly. I imagine that you're paying for you're chipping in to pay for the material that Duncan needs to fix the weapons.
Well, maybe. The ship is chipping in.
Yeah.
This ship is chipping. And then I could spend 1 of my credits then, because you're saying it's 2, but it really, I spend that 1 on my turn. I can spend 1 on my turn to do a playbook.
Yes, exactly.
Me 2 with the other 2 that I spend in it puts me full on that one. And once that's full,
great. You get a playbook advancement.
Previous ones, I get a playbook advancement. Now I have to figure out what's going on. And then I reset that to 0.
Reset to 0, and then...
And it should be the end of that. I spend a credit for
look
that.
Look at what you can get, and then tell us later.
Yep, that's what I will do. Yep.
All right, and we're up to John. Zeke, what do you want to do?
All right, Zeke's got to indulge in some vicing. Because I got 6 stress as well. Yeah, so... Let's go, let's
You're
go.
Regular. You're a regular here, aren't you?
All right. So I get rid of 5 of that then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's very nice. So
clear
That's
it good. And add 1. Well, I'm really good at vicing.
You're getting exactly what you need.
Turns out you're a scoundrel.
No. Yeah, I get 2 dice and I take the highest. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it helps to build up vice for me, it seems like. All right, I'm going to do some training with my 2nd one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend a credit to fill up a playbook.
All right.
And I'm going to add an ability. It goes R. No. Which one do you select? How do you select it?
You click on it until it's bold. When the ability name, and it's bold, that means you have it.
Okay.
And bold in upper case, I think. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, talk me through this again. There's only 2 actions, so you didn't need to spend a cred yet.
No, I had to train and spend a cred.
What were you spending a cred on?
On the playbook, on doing more training.
But that's your 2nd downtime activity. You don't need to spend cred to do your 2nd downtime activity.
I'm right, so the first one I trained, then I spend the cred to do another training. I can't do train twice?
Oh, you can. Okay. So you indulged your vice and then trained twice.
Yes.
You're telling me. Okay. Yes. I thought you trained just once. Okay.
No.
Yeah. So you got a total of 4 on that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Very nice. Right.
And so that's how I knocked it out.
Yeah.
So I like that. playbook upgrade. That was good.
Mm.
Yeah, same here.
Tell us what you've taken, because I can see what you've taken, but tell us what you've taken there.
I'm a scoundrel, and I shoot first.
Yeah.
So I'll put it in here. When you attack from hiding or spring a trap, like in a cantina under a table, mm-hmm. I get an additional 1D just for doing that.
Yeah.
When there's a question of who acts first, somebody asks who shot first, I think it's always me.
It's always Zeke. So.
Nice.
That's true scoundrel stuff.
Scoundrel stuff. Scott, did you figure out what your playbook advancement
is
yet? No,
I'm kind of going back and forth between a couple of them.
You can mull it over until next time, and you can let us know when we do Tim's downtime. Rail, at some point when you guys are sort of patched up the ship and whatever, he comes out and he says that he's been meditating a bit on the force, and he thinks that he's received a vision that this Imperial cache that you're about to go find might have some force sensitive artifacts within it.
Very fancy.
Good to know.
Dun dun dun. And we'll pick it up from there next time.
All right. Did we get everybody's XP?
I think so. Everyone did their downtimes, right?
Yeah, we didn't do my downtime.
You didn't do John's.
Oh, God, John, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I missed someone.
So engrossed in getting the abilities.
I know.
And I'm going to end up doing the same thing as John and Scott did. I have stress I need to relieve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to engage in my vice.
Oh.
Where's your vice?
So my vice is luxury shopping.
Oh, nice.
specifically jewelry.
Oh.
Bling.
Okay. You can buy 5 pieces of bling.
Yeah, so you clear 5 stress. I take it that was not as many as you had, or wait, less.
Yeah, I had 6. You had.
There you go. So you're down to 1.
Okay.
You go out on, yeah. Maybe you don't even have to buy anything. Maybe you're just like looking in all the windows and shop. But
I like shopping at different places too. You know, yeah. I've never been to this station before. Like, who knows what I might find here?
Exactly.
All right. And with my other action, I'm going to train in playbook. So that'll allow me to take a new ability, which I can get to next time. And yes. I will spend a cred to fix the ship.
Oh.
Okay. So you're spending 2 cred.
2 cred of my own, yep.
Of your own. You're not going to... There's 1 cred still in the ship, so if you want to spend 1
of
your
own... Yeah, we can leave it in the ship.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What are we repairing?
Let's repair the engines.
All right. As the pilot, that makes a lot of sense. All right. Sorry about that, John.
No worries. Thank you
for that. Thank you. You'll let us know what Wyndham Woo is up to with his new playbook ability. I'll just sort of again repeat what Rail says is that, you know, I think there might be some force sensitive artifact in that Imperial cache. We've got to go right away.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.